worry about it.
By the way, do you know who guards all U.S. military bases? It's a private Israeli company that guards all the nuke bases.
Yeah, and, you know, that makes it very easy for them to basically get this material out. You had a private Israeli company doing security on all the 9/11 airports.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think makes Israel tick? I mean, they just really want World War III.
What they want is for everybody else to destroy themselves so that Israel will be in charge of whatever's left. And I've been saying on my website for a long time that I really think that the ultimate goal that Israel has in mind is for the U.S. and Russia to seriously weaken each other in a mutually destructive war, which would leave Israel and its nuclear arsenal basically in charge of what's left of the world's easily reachable oil in the Mideast. And, you know, we've certainly seen Israel continuing to push and push and push. And, you know, once Russia kicked out the oligarchs, all of a sudden Russia became the bad guy again. And they're getting a lot of support from the military, who would love to see the Cold War come back because it was an excuse to soak the American taxpayer for trillions of dollars to build a bunch of silos and subs and rockets and nuclear warheads, none of which ever, thankfully, were used. But by the same token, they didn't, you know, we don't even know if they ever would have even worked. It was just a huge scam. And, you know, I remember the old duck and cover movies we were shown in school, you know, where...
That's just like the anti, that's just like the anti-terror drills now to condition us into fear.
Yeah, very much so. And you look back at those Bert the Turtle movies, and this idea that you could save yourself by pulling a picnic cloth over your head when the flash happened was just utterly absurd. And these films weren't really about saving lives. It was just to keep people afraid and convince them that it was okay to be building these nuclear weapons because we could survive a nuclear war. And it was just absurd stuff, and it's more lies. And now the American people, because of alternative radio such as your shows, because of websites like ours, PrisonPlanet.com, AliceJones.com, WhatReallyHappened.com, the American people have finally woken up to the fact that we are ruled by a government that lies to us every single day of our lives to trick us into going along with their agenda.
Michael Rivero, stay there. I want to talk about their game plan. What's the New Order going to do now that their Anglo-American arm is stalling in the mud? We'll be right back.